fantastic show here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And so I'm going to try to do a couple hours. I got Dan Anklin coming in a bit later on. We're going to talk about all that he's got going on, which is quite a bit, as always. But I'm going to play a lot of music right now, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes or so. Once again, WMFO in Medford. And Skyber on the mic tonight. Today, I should say. I'm used to being on at night. Here we go.
like a busted jaw, riding shotgun to a monkey on a circular saw. Last place, human race, I'm gonna crash into the weekend like a swinging mace. I'm gonna crash into the bottom of the bottomless pit, and on the bottom of the bottom of the bottomless pit. Erect me a ladder, I got a job to get done.
All right, WMFO in Medford. Skyby here filling in for Mike on the mic here till 11. Just heard brand new Kia Caustic. The song was called Big City Disease. And they will also be here at 1 o'clock on Brian Young Show, Crash Course for the Ravers. So great new release by them called Unleashed. Looking Glass War, a fairly new band before that with a song called A Star Is Torn. The Hives, Crash Into the Weekend. I like that stuff a lot. That's off The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons that also came out this year. And started with Stars Like Ours, What's Going Wrong, off their upcoming EP, Better Every Day. It's 9:13. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I think I got through that quick enough. The PSAs, we try to, all right. But I'm going to play a few more songs, and then we're going to have Dan up. All right. Here we go. This is also fairly new. I play a lot of new stuff. This is new stuff by The High End off their upcoming release. Here we go.
I found a receipt Summer days in the 70s. Summer nights, just you and me. In the spring, we are going to where the sand meets the sea. Come on along to Paragon on the shore at Nantasket Beach. I only dream to hold you closer. Days in the high 80s, ride our bikes for the matcha dives, all the way to Nantasket Beach. Maybe I can hold it closer on the old giant roller coaster. Maybe she will hold me closer. Maybe she will hold me closer. Come on,
come on,
we'll ride, we'll ride. Fireworks reflect in her eyes tonight.
Yeah. Set me up. empty seat. And DJ set me free. 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 Set me free.
All right. Let me tell you what I just played right there. That was the Split Squad with a song called Hey DJ. Before that, the Chelsea Curve with How Can I Resist You, their latest single. The Glad Machine with San Francisco off of a release called Hey. Gypsy Moss, Tilt-A-Whirl, WMFO in Medford. I'm here with Bootleg Dan now. Hey Dan, what's up?
Hey Skybar, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
How are the rockers out there this morning?
You're a busy guy.
Hey, I'm keeping busy. You got that right. Keeping the bands rolling.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing to be busy. So tell me a little bit about the Split Squad and the Glad Machine. I know they're both of your...
Well, first of all, the Glad Machine are from Holyoke, Mass. And I'll tell you what, they're one of the best power pop bands in the business right now. They are coming to the Square Root tonight with a killer bill. With This Day in History and this great band from the Lower East Side of Manhattan, Density and Black Cat. You don't want to miss this show. I'm telling you what, this is going to be a great night of rock and roll, power pop, you name it, we got it going on. But also, we also got Split Squad next week. They are playing three dates. They're going to be playing at the Stone Church with the Shanghai Lows and another great band from Boston. I can't say enough about Garrett and Speed Fossil.
That's a great lineup. We just saw Speed Fossil last night. Great show. But yeah, that's a great lineup right there. They all are. But I'm a big fan of the Shanghai Lows and Speed Fossil. So yeah, that's a great one.
That one's going to knock your socks off. Unfortunately, I'm going to be out on the road with Chelsea Curve. But I want to hear all about it from all your rock and roll fans out there in Boston.
Yeah.
Also, if you miss that show, they're all going to be playing at Geno's up in Portland on Sunday the 24th. And they're playing with Brad Marino that night and Tiger Bomb, another great band from Portland. You know, I can't say enough about them. They're such a great, great garage power pop. They got everything going on. So, don't miss the Split Squad. And then in between that, they're playing the Skew down in Providence. I'm not sure who's on the bill down there, but you got three opportunities to see Split Squad. They are one of the hottest bands in the land right now. I mean, Clem Burke on drums, Keith Stray on guitar. I'm telling you what, this. I'm sorry I'm going to be missing. I can't be everywhere. Unfortunately, I don't have that clone machine yet. Still working on it.
They're a super group. That's a super group right there.
Right, yeah. They're a super group. And, boy, it's going to be a lot of fun. But the reason I'm not going to be around, because I'm going to be out on the road with the Chelsea Curve, one of Boston's best bands, period. No doubt about it. I can't wait to take them on the road. We're going to Buffalo. We're going to be playing a place called the Stamps Bar in Buffalo. And then the next night, we're going to be in Rochester, New York, with the amazing Ray Paul and the 28 If. And we're playing at the place called The Loving Cup. And it's going to be a killer show. And then to finish off the tour, we're going to be in Philly on the Rocks in Erie, PA, playing with our good friends Ralphie's Gone Blind. And they're also playing with us in Buffalo, too. I mean, I'm telling you, we're going to have a rocking week between Split Squad, Chelsea Curve, and, oh, by the way, to finish it off, I'll be in New York on the 24th with the Slamdanistas, Sins, and I got to remember who the last one was now.
You got a lot going on. It's hard to track all this stuff.
Yeah, I got a lot going on.
All great bands. And you've only been at this, I guess you could say, booking these clubs and booking bands a relatively short time, considering. And you really get a lot done.
Less than a year, believe it or not. It seems like a lot longer than that. But
well, it must be a bit of a whirlwind for you, in a way, because it happened so quick.
Yeah, no, you're right. It has, and it's been so much fun too. You know, helping local bands, helping regional bands, even helping international bands get into Boston and play. And, you know, that's what I'm all about. I've always supported the local scene, but now I'm supporting everybody. Anybody that wants to work with me, Bootleg Dan Presents, I'm out there. Reach out. I'll try to help you get a gig. A lot of things coming up. Stay tuned.
And did that just happen kind of organically where you started getting international bands to
book
them and whatnot?
That happened because last year, back in November, I was working with Stupidity, another great band from Stockholm, Sweden.
Yeah.
And the Cocktail Slippers reached out to me because I had worked with Stupidity and Tommy, and they were looking for to get some touring going on too. So one thing led to another, and I've got 5 dates with them. They're going to be playing with this amazing band from Sweden, Diamond Dogs, who have never even played in the U.S. before. This is going to be their first time in the U.S., and I can't wait. And to top it off, we got Soraya from Philadelphia on Wicked Cool, another amazing band.
Yeah.
They've played in Boston several times.
Yeah, I've seen them, I think three. I saw them a long time ago. I've seen them most recently when they came to, obviously, I was at that show at the Jungle, I think it was. But I've seen them 3 or 4 times. Yeah, they're a high-energy, great band, Soraya. Great band.
So I had a lot of fun going out on the road with them. And that was back in November of last year. Now I got the Cocktail Slippers, the Diamond Dogs. We got Ivan Julian coming into town.
Yeah.
He's going to be playing at the Burren. He's going to also be playing up at the Stone Church. I got him in the Divine Theater out in Holyoke, Mass, which is a great place if you live out in that direction, not too far from Northampton, Western Mass. So, stay tuned. I got a lot going on between now and then. Oh, and I forgot. We got Dick Manitoba. Dick Manitoba's playing at the, the Notch Garage B with Stop Calling Me Frank and Muckin' the Myers. So, like I said, I got plenty of music coming your way. If you're sitting on the couch and you're wondering where all the music is, you're just not listening because Bootleg Dan has got it going on. Bootleg Dan Presents got it going on. You just got to follow my page. Bootleg Dan Presents or Anklin Dan or my Instagram page, which is Bootleg Dan Rocks. So, hey, I love being on the radio. This is a lot of fun, too.
You're very accessible.
Hey. Why not? What else do I got to do? I'm retired. I'm having a great time.
Right, like me. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Dan. And I don't know. Maybe we'll hear from you later on MFO on another show. But, yeah, get to it. Get a hold of Dan's all the various formats he mentioned, and follow his shows. He gets a lot of good ones.
And thanks very much for Skybar having me on. And of course, Mike, we're missing you, buddy. But
he'll be back next week, hopefully.
Ready to roll again.
Yep, happy to just plug in a couple hours here. And I'm going to play a band right now that we also saw last night called Hammered Saint.
God, I can't remember. We'll be right back.
two great disappointments in life. Not getting what you want.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you what we just played. Just heard another one from the Split Squad. That was called Bigger Than Heroin. Off of another Cinderella. Before that, the Peppermint Kicks with Shag 72. Nervous Eaters with Chad. The Nervous Eaters have a whole new album ready to go from what I've heard. So waiting on that. Mutual Admiration Society with that cover of Candy. And Hammered Saint with Dirty Work. Played a lot of stuff there. WMFO in Medford. Sky Bar here filling in for Mike on the mic. And hopefully he'll be back next week. I'm quite sure that he will. Back with Bootleg Dan.
Thanks again.
Yeah.
Hey, this one goes out to Sins. Cindy and Henry, I can't talk enough about how nice they are, how great their band is. And they're going to be playing with Slam Denises down in New York at Electric Bowery. What a show. They're going to be playing with Palmyra and them at the Electric Bowery next Sunday night on the 24th. I will be there. I'm going to be driving in from Erie, PA, 8-hour drive. Don't care. It's rock and roll. Need to be there. The night before, they're going to be at Drew's Place up in Jersey, and that's going to be a great show as well. Drew's, if anybody doesn't know about Drew's Place, this guy has been doing over 250 shows. And he's up in the woods, beautiful part of, like, I think it's northeast Jersey, I guess it is. But I was up there with Stupidity last year, and we had a ball. Drew has also got his own band, who is going to be playing up at Geno's Thanksgiving weekend with Brad Marino and Chris Rogers and Kurt Baker. Great after Thanksgiving show that I got going on up there. So go on. Drew's got a great band. You got to check him out as well. But Split Squad, what can I tell you about them? Another excellent band that's going to be playing at Geno's. It's going to be playing at the Stone Church, and it's going to be playing at the Skew in Providence. Boy, the shows just keep coming. We suffered a lot during COVID, lost a lot of people, but I'll tell you what, we've come back strong with the music. The music community in New York, the music community in Boston, I've been very much involved in both. The music community down in New York, my second home is the Parkside Lounge on the Lower East Side. Great little dive bar. I've met so many nice people down there through Cindy and Henry of Sins. Kip Alburn is probably one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet. He is the sound guy at the Parkside. He books the shows.